Nossa, fome de novo da. Vamos fazer uma sessão.
Wave introduction to the middle brachas was comprised the third section of Bakasha, where we request something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the first three brachas which are Sheva, and the last three brachas which are known as Hodah, even though the reality is that there too we request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which say in Shimshon. Many of the Rishonim, and built upon by the later commentaries, try to see some additional pattern to these various requests that we ask of Hashem Yisbarach, other than everything that we need. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, in noting the fact that Shemona Esrei's order was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and then later it was reestablished by Shimon HaPakuli toward the end of the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. So it asks, what was the order based on? Why is the Baruch of Atachonein after the Baruch of Atakodosh, and why is the Baruch of Tshuva after the Baruch of Atachonein? And the Gemara suggests a variety of different kinds of reasons. Some are based on various psukim in Tanakh, some are based on similar themes, and as we'll see later, some are based on the process of Geulas Yisrael. But the later Mepharshim didn't seem to take that Gemara as an exhaustive treatment of the topic, and therefore they offer additional insights and interpretations as to what perhaps motivated the Anshei Knesset HaGedola in ordering the Shemona Esrei in the way they did. So one of the earliest Rishonim who attempted such a logical, structural approach to the middle brachas of Rabbeinu Yonah, and he suggests that within the first six brachos, we have what is can generally be called under the general title of Tzorchei Yochid, where a person is asking for their individual needs as a religious personality in the world. And that individual needs spiritual blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to function in the world the way he's supposed to. And he needs physical blessings, because that's what man is, part neshama, part guf. So within these six brachos, so you have first the request. Here the article makes it easy because they actually give a title to each bracha, which is more or less based on that Gemara in Megillah. Bina, Tshuva, Slicha. These are spiritual gifts, even though of course intellect can be used for physical purposes as well, but he puts it in the spiritual column. And Geula, Refuah, and Birkas Hashanim are requests for physical salvation and gifts. Geula referenced to being saved from sorrows, and as we'll see when we get to that bracha, many interpret this amongst the commentaries as not a request for the final geula, which is more oriented toward the tzibur, but a request for personal geula from your own particular sorrows. And then followed by bracha for health, and or to get healthy when one is ill, and the birchas hashanim, which is of course a bracha for parnasa. These are the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe, in Masechta Brachos. I'm actually getting that quote from a sefer that I caught my eye called Otsar Perushim Al HaSiddur, which is a collection of Rishonim on the Siddur. It's a lot written from the later commentaries, but contemporary author did is he just cut and pasted from scattered throughout the writings of the Rishonim what they had to say on the Siddur. So sometimes it's easier, like the Avadram, he just writes the commentary in the Siddur, so you just put it in the right place. And sometimes you have to dig a little bit. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a comment on this bracha over there, and Perek Beis of brachas, and over there, and Perek Hay, something else is relevant to this bracha. It's a very useful save. That's why I saw it. I don't remember exactly where it is in his commentary on brachas, but I believe it is in brachas. And he makes that note, that the first six brachas are Tzorchei HaYochid, and that can be subdivided into spiritual requests, which are the first three, and physical requests, which are the next three. And then pretty much everyone agrees that the next part of the Shemona Esrei, which is the remaining seven brachas, because we added one in, so it's not exactly symmetrical anymore, so it's seven plus three, so that's Tzorchei Tzibur. That's brachas for the communal needs. So we ask for things such as kibbutz galios. That's not an individual request to Makaris Baruch Hu for siyas bishmaya and making one's aliyah plans. That's a request to be makabit nitzchei Yisrael, to gather together all the exiles as a tzibur. And then we request for the restoration of the Sanhedrin and the destruction of all those who, both within and without, who try to destroy us physically and spiritually, as Olam Al-Shinim, and for a reestablishment of our and protection, continuous protection of our righteous individuals amongst us, our tzaddikim, and so on and so forth. We won't go through all that now, but the common denominator is clear that they are all communal requests. And then it ends the unit of request with Shema Koleinu, which is kind of goes on both. It's a bracha klali. So Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe, already noted that those brachas deal with the tzibur, but he didn't suggest that it was subdivided in the neat way that he said earlier about Ruchnius and Gashmius, although within the brachos you certainly could discern certain brachos and requests that are more geared toward the spiritual aspect of Klal Yisrael, and certain brachos that are more geared toward the physical needs of Klal Yisrael. So here, and maybe we'll pick this up next week because the time is short for today, so there's a fascinating analysis which is, I think, somewhat debatable, because and I think that's exactly why Rabbeinu Yonah didn't do this, but this is given by Rav Monk. It's a famous sefer that he put out on, I think it was the Rav Rashi of Paris, if I'm not mistaken, or Braunschweigel from this university, and now from Landis College, his father-in-law. So I think so. It's an interesting story about there was a subway conductor who made the shidduch, but that's not for now. So he noticed that every day there was this frum kid, it was a Jewish guy who was riding the subway, and there was this frum Jewish woman who was riding the subway. So it was a black conductor, and he said, he used to ride different cars. He said, maybe you should get together. so the YU legend goes.
Oh, wow. I
can't verify it, but I didn't ask him. So in any case, so his father-in-law, so The World of Prayer, he published two volumes, a classic work on tefillah, it still remains a classic. And he has a very intensive analysis to the structure of Shimon Esrei, and he tries to build on the words of Rabbeinu Yonah and suggest that the same division of physical and spiritual needs we also have in the later half concerning the Tzorchei Tzibur, and we'll try to pick up with that later. I just wanted to end with a statement of that Tosis makes in Sefer Rosh Hashanah. Okay, they're up to Daf Yudzayin, or past that already, right? Way past. I think it's around Yudzayin, I don't remember exactly. It's in the Daf that... It's okay, I don't know. It's too embarrassed. So, it's on an Amud Aleph, right there. So the Tosis asks, in terms of the various opinions the Gemara has about how often a person is judged. So one opinion is, that's what we would think intuitively, Rosh Hashanah. Another opinion is every day. So Tosis asks, I understand, and it's based on the Gemara already has a discussion about that, but Tosis, after all the smoke clears, it's still a little difficult, because if a person is only judged on Rosh Hashanah, so why do we bother davening? Everything's already decreed. So we should daven on Rosh Hashanah, but once it's already sealed and Yom Kippur, that's it, finished. So why do we daven for Refuah, Parnassah, so on and so forth? It's already decreed. So Tosis, based on the Gemara itself, points out that the cries of a tzibur are always answered. So that could always overturn an evil decree. There's also another opinion in the Gemara that an intense tefillah, what the Gemara calls tza'aka, that could also overturn a decree. So Tosis gives different approaches as to why we daven for things the whole year, even though it's already decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Based on that Tosis, so we have an answer that to an obvious question on this Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, which seems pretty straightforward, but nonetheless, the question still should be asked. If it's true that the first six brachos are tzorchei ayochid, so then the way they should be formulated is atachon elam das melamed lenish bina chaneini meitcha dea bina v'haskel hashiveini avinu le'sorasecha. Of course, that could be chassidish, but in the non-chassidic, non-Polish way of pronunciation, in the singular hashiveini v'karveini. Malki, Le'avodasech, so on and so forth. But we don't do that. It's all in plural. Which might throw a monkey wrench in this whole analysis, and maybe it's all Tzorchei HaTzibur. So that's where this Tosis, I think, comes to the rescue. Because Tosis points out that since one of the ways to be able to overturn a divine decree through tefillah is the power of the tzibur, so that's why, says Tosis, when we daven, let's say, for parnasa and refuah, so we say refa'einu. Because we're asking, even though it's really our own individual refuah or relative or acquaintances, not some other member of Klal Yisrael's refuah that we're asking for, but it's b'soch she'or chol Yisrael. And even without saying that phrase, which some make explicit in a personal edition, but that's what refa'einu means. And it's interesting, because in the original context, let's say the bracha refa'einu in Yirmiyah, it says refa'eini Hashem ve'ei rafeh. Now the reality there is that's really Yirmiyah speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so it's really the singular which is the plural. But it's interesting that there, the original phraseology lent itself to a singular kind of phraseology. But nonetheless, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah converted, as they often did, especially in Slichos, that comes up all the time, where they convert a singular to a plural. The Tosafot explains why did they do that? To get that B'soch She'or Chol Yisrael. So it's Barech Aleinu as Hashanah Zos, because we're asking our Parnasa together with everyone else. So that becomes an intermediary, if you will, an intermediate form between Tzibur and Yachid, because you're asking for yourself as a Yachid, but together with everyone else. Which is, of course, what the many Darshanim, including Rav Hanach Teller and others, pointed out is the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur, that even though you might be asking for individual requests, but since you're davening B'Tzibur, so then you plug into that communal kind of prayer that and even if your individual tefillos might not be answered, but with the power of joining with others who are requesting for what they're asking for, and each of them requesting for the other people as well by saying in the plural, so that is in the language of the Gemara, Eino Shav Rekam, that the tefillah b'tzibur is always answered at least partially. So based on that tosis, even though it's written in the plural, but nonetheless, that doesn't change the fact that the first six brachos are ultimately for the individual, but we say it in the plural because we want to be able to plug into the power of Tzibur.
That's the camera, maybe.